As more high-deductible plans qualify for health savings accounts, banks see it as one more service they can provide to attract customers. The Wall Street Journal reports the number of banks offering health savings accounts has more than tripled since the end of last year. The head of the Wisconsin Bankers Association, Kurt Bauer, says financial institutions are providing momentum to a movement designed to reduce corporate health care costs and give consumers more control over their medical spending.
They satisfy two objectives. They help the uninsured receive coverage, and they help small businesses in particular manage the spiraling cost of health insurance.
Companies, however, have been slow to embrace health savings accounts. One reason is their portability. If a worker leaves, the company loses its investment in that employee's health care, and that can add up in high turnover industries. Another factor is whether there's both a federal and state tax break. In Wisconsin, Bauer notes there's no tax exemption for health savings accounts.
And we do believe that that affects the attractiveness. A survey of our bank CEOs last year indicated that nearly 70% of the bankers said that without the state tax exemption, the attractiveness to both small businesses and consumers is not there.
Governor Doyle vetoed the tax exemption for health savings accounts under pressure from critics who describe them as plans mainly benefiting the healthy and wealthy. HSAs are like 401ks, and the unused dollars can be invested until needed. Many consumers sign up for health savings accounts because of the low premiums. Critics say those consumers may try to avoid paying high deductibles by skimping on preventive medical care. Insurance companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield and United Health have tried to refute that. Each have done studies showing customers with health savings accounts were more likely to pay for medical services that would reduce their chances of ending up in the ER with more serious conditions. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.